You're listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show.
What up? It's the Doug Gottlieb Show, CBS Sports Radio, coming to you from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studio. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every single day. We'll get you ready for Game 2 of the World Series and for the first full night of NBA action tonight. Upcoming this hour. But I thought what we'd do is make a little bit of a left turn and discuss something that was still a pertinent topic, because it's been a book that, upon its release, has been widely discussed. And if you saw Katina Powell on The View last Friday, you may be left with more questions. And she's been kind enough to join us. The book is Breaking Cardinal Rules, Basketball and the Escort Queen. It's such a big story that Rick Pitino chose to not attend ACC Media Day and not answer any more questions. An ongoing NCAA investigation in which apparently the NCAA has interviewed current and former Louisville players. Katina Powell joins us on the Doug Gottlieb Show. Katina, let me first start by asking you the relationship with Andre McGee. When did it begin?
2010.
And how did it start? How did you guys meet?
Through a mutual friend, a guy that I know cut their hair. That's how we met.
All right. So was Andre like a strip club guy? Was that his thing? Like that he liked strip clubs, and that was the connection, or was there something else?
No, I'm not sure if he likes strip clubs or not.
So the first contact you had with Andre, what was relayed?
I'm sorry.
What did he say? How did it start? How'd your first discussion start about you coming over to Minardi Hall?
I had already did a show at Minardi Hall, and then I was introduced to Andre, and then Andre asked me would I be interested in coming back doing more shows for recruits, and I said yes.
All right, and so, of course, you started keeping a journal, and now your journal preceded this, right? It was before 2010 when you started keeping a journal, is that right?
I've always kept journals.
And so it's not like you said, oh, gotcha, I'm going to start keeping a journal. Did you enjoy the work? I mean, what was your feeling being a grown woman? You're going over here for these shows at Minardi Hall.
It was fun in the beginning. It was a nice experience, you know, to get to meet the players and, you know, have fun, introduce the girls to players and, you know, to make money. It was fun in the beginning, but it started to be just a little too overbearing towards the end.
Why? What changed?
When I say they, it's because Andre and whoever Coach Mike is started asking for things that were just ridiculous. They wanted, you know, white girls with big butts and breasts and that could do different tricks, and they wanted Asian girls. It was just beginning to be too much, you know, what they were asking for. The demands was too high.
Yeah, it got good to them, right? And they kind of went crazy, like, whoa, hold on, this is not like a video here. Like, listen, I got my business, and you employed your daughters, right? That's the extent of it.
Yes.
How did that come to be? How did you come to bring your daughters along?
Well, the way it came about with my daughters is that I was doing shows. I had been doing shows for U of L for a long time, and there were girls that they were friends with, and they were interested. You know, the guys were their age. It was players. It was fun. It was parties. I mean, that's just the way they looked at it. That's what it was.
All right, Katina Powell joining us on the Doug Gottlieb Show on CBS Sports Radio. The book is Breaking Cardinal Rules, Basketball and the Escort Queen. Of course, the woman whose journal is being the most discussed diary, if you will, in all of college athletics. Katina Powell, kind enough to be our guest here on CBS Sports Radio. You said you had already done a show at Minardi Hall before you met Andre McGee. In terms of show, was that just stripping or was that the whole show, if you will?
It was the whole show.
So who employed you then?
Like I said, I went through a mutual friend, and he introduced me. We did a party for him, and the second party that I did, I was immediately introduced to Andre, and that's when the side deal started.
You said in your book, and you've said on interviews, that you feel like Rick Pitino knew everything, right?
That's just my opinion.
No, I'm saying based on your opinion, you felt like Rick Pitino. Is there any proof or any evidence or any text messages that or anything in the book that you would feel like is evidence that he knew, or is it simply opinion?
Well, it's my opinion. You know, also Andre telling me that Rick knew. I mean, those were his words out of his mouth when I asked him, did Pitino know? He said, Rick knows everything. So those are the words out of Andre's mouth himself.
There's the story that I think maybe didn't get picked up enough, Katina Powell, our guest on CBS Sports Radio, that, you know, ESPN did their own kind of research and basically, you know, they talked to former players and they admitted that what you wrote about and what you've spoken about is at least mostly true, whether or not they've said everything is in fact true. But there's definitely more truth than there is anything made up in their mind. But the part of the story which may not get picked up enough is that Andre was actually contacted while at UMKC to set up a show that you performed at Louisville after he already left, correct?
Correct.
So who set that show up?
I'm not sure who called Andre and told Andre that they needed me. All I know is that Andre called me one night and asked me if I could get to the Embassy Suites to take care of a player and his guardian.
Okay, so, but who paid you? How did you get the money when you went to Embassy Suites?
I went to Minority Hall first, is where I was directed to go. It was instructed to go to Minority Hall to pick up the first amount of cash, and then I was told to go to Embassy Suites. I'm so sorry. And after that is when Andre wired me the rest of the money.
Okay, so he wired it, and obviously now, Andre, that's wiring money across state lines for prostitution, which, of course, has him in the crosshairs, potentially, of the law. But when you went to Minority and picked up the first money, who'd you get it from?
I don't know who he was. It was dark. It was a light-skinned guy. I did see that. It was a light-skinned guy with a close cut. Looked like he could, like he's not a player. I'm not for sure. I just know a light-skinned guy came out and paid me the first amount of cash.
Now, you said previously that, and I don't want to misquote you. It's great that we have you on. Katina Powell, our guest on CBS Sports Radio, that you called up the NCAA and you said, like, hey, here's the story. And they didn't want to talk to you. Is that an accurate depiction?
Yes, that's accurate. They did not want to talk to me.
Okay, but then I saw you on The View the other day, and you said you only want to talk to the NCAA if they're gonna promise not to use whatever you say against you in a court of law. Is that accurate?
Yes, that's accurate.
You know, the NCAA doesn't have subpoena power. That's not the law. That's just the NCAA, right? I mean, is that for people who are thinking, like, wait a second. They can't turn it over. They don't have the power to investigate you criminally.
I did not know that at the time.
Oh, and so now you do. So now if the NCAA called you, will you speak to NCAA investigators?
That's something my attorneys will have to answer for you.
Katina Powell joining us on the Doug Gottlieb Show. Did you ever come across Rick Pitino during visits to Minority Hall or to Louisville's campus?
No, I never saw Rick, never talked to Rick, never exchanged money with Rick. Nothing that I did was ever with Rick Pitino. I can't say that.
Is it reasonable to think that he could not know because he didn't want to know? Is that reasonable? Is that possible?
I don't know. I just know what Andre told me.
I've always wanted to ask this. I mean, like, look, you've put yourself out there. You've said, look, I'm doing this because I'm doing it for the money and for nothing else. I'm wondering what the reaction has been like when you walk into a room, when you walk in to a beauty salon, when you go to the store. How do people treat you now that you have let your truth out?
Well, I'm going to always demand respect. I'm not going to let anyone disrespect me, regardless to the situation. But I get people that stare. You know, a lot of people have been really nice and, you know, told me, hold my head up, keep my head up, and, you know, everything go. A workout, and, you know, it's been okay. I can't say that it's been too rough.
Okay, so I guess the question would be, if you could go back, now that you know what it's like to write the book, to release the book, to do the media tour, and you know how much you're going to make about from the book or whatever, is it worth it for you?
Yes, it's worth it.
Katina Powell joining us in the Doug Gottlieb Show. The other question I've always had is, like, as you know, Katina, with guys having their cell phones and with just them being guys, you would think there'd be bragging about it, or there'd be Instagrams about it. How did this not get out before you let it out?
In the beginning, I did not allow them to use cell phones. We didn't use cell phones as far as anything negative or, you know, anything that was inappropriate. We didn't use cell phones. Towards the end is when, you know, we started taking pictures and of the dorm, the bathrooms. We just started taking pictures of everything. So except for anything that, like I said, that was distasteful, we didn't want to do that.
You said that you felt at the time like you were a part of Louisville's basketball program. You were an important part of the recruiting aspect of their program, correct? I mean, that's how you felt?
Yes.
Okay, so what is the feeling like now, considering the microscope they're under, the investigation they're under, and the fact that there's a chance that this ends Rick Pitino's career? For you, what is that feeling like?
I mean, I have no control of Rick's career. I have no control of that. All I have control of is, you know, my part and what I've done. I'm sorry. I have no control of what they do to Rick at this point.
Was there ever a point to which you called anyone there and said, look, I got this book and I'm going to make X amount of money. And if you'd simply cut me a check for X amount of money, I won't release this book?
I never thought that. You're not going to carry a sight for me. I never thought that.
And so instead, you just decide to let the book out and let the truth be told as you want it to be written. Do you have any regrets at all towards this entire situation?
I have no regrets of anything that I've done.
Are your daughters still in the life?
No, they're not. My daughters are grown. They have their own jobs, their own families. You know, they have their own life. They don't regret it. We're a happy family.
All right. Well, listen, the book is Breaking Cardinal Rules Basketball and the Escort Queen. The queen herself, Katina Powell, kind enough to spend some time with us on CBS Sports Radio. Katina, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you answering every question as honestly as you could. And thanks for being our guest on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay. Thank you.
Katina Powell joining us. What do you think? What do you think? 855-212-4CBS. What do you think? I don't know who gave me the money, the light-skinned dude. I think that's funny. Look, it's such a different lifestyle from anyone that most of us, I think, live. But, you know, what each individual detail you would think would be a little, there's some that are a little bit fuzzy, but you get the gist of it, right? Which is basically, like, the gist of it is this happened. And the question is, did Pitino know? And I have stood by the idea that I just can't see it. I just can't. And I've been told, and I wrote about how everyone who's been around, I know former assistants from other sports teams at Louisville, and they all say, like, Rick is a micromanager, Rick is into everything, he knows everything, that's Minardi Hall, and I would think that he's smart enough to at least not know what he doesn't want to know. Did I miss anything? Do you have any? I want your honest opinion. I didn't want to miss. I didn't want to forget to ask.
The one thing I was trying to urge you to ask is if she has spoken to Andre McGee since all this broke and what his reaction has been.
We have people calling her names on Twitter. Look, it's the world's oldest profession. I'm not going to moralize it. I have never employed anyone from the world's oldest profession. I don't think that makes me a better man, a better person than anybody else. I haven't. But I'm not here to be, is there something weird about bringing your daughters into it? Yeah. But it's also a completely different life. Your idea of morality is different when you're a prostitute. You're like, you're putting your morality as a mother or as a father or as a daughter into her life. You're like, I can't believe she did that. On the other hand, she'd been previously selling her body anyway. So her idea of morality was skewed to that lifestyle, and she just doesn't see it the exact same way. Anyway. Tyler in T-Town didn't like it. He basically said,
you know I don't speak Spanish.
No, I think
in
this,
English, you
actually,
know
this
I don't.
Was it over when the
no,
Germans bombed
one.
Pearl Harbor?
Not this one.
Hell no!
Oh, man. I pressed the wrong button.
Tyler
in T-Town basically said this. No.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Jeremy in Colorado Springs, you're in the Doug Gottlieb Show. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Hey, Doug. First, I'm pretty sure that interview puts you pretty firmly in the column of journalists. Mm-hmm. And I want to let you know that, like, the local station here that I listen to cuts you off at 3 o'clock. So I called in just to be put on hold so that I could listen to that interview on your show. Thank you for that.
Hey, listen, you know what? That's really, really cool of you. I'll give you a little tip. I don't know if you have a smartphone or whatever. You can download the CBS Sports app. And you can listen to it in its entirety. And calling your guy at Colorado Springs, and I like the Springs. Got stuck on the freeway once there and almost missed a game. But, no, I'm journalish. I can do the stuff of a journalist, but I'm not a reporter who's breaking stories and held to the same decorum of journalists. And I respect those guys. Their job is different than mine. But there are some rules that I have to go by. Your thoughts. Do you believe Katina Powell? Did I miss anything? We'll have a talk about it. Plus, why I actually support the NFL in finding D'Angelo Williams. And D'Angelo Williams got exactly what he wanted out of getting fined. Share that with you next in the Doug Gottlieb Show.